Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
I wonder if he'll lose all of his jobs.
That's what I'm thinking with the more he releases, because like one of the texts that he did release was like, I want you to put your big black. Like, it's just.
We could probably not leave that. Well, the reviews are in, and Lizzie is a hit. Welcome to Radio Labyrinth. All right, we did it. We did the clickbait last week, and it seems to have worked. And the reason we did the clickbait is because, you know, when we have less than 200, less than 300 views, slap a picture of Rogan on there, and then a bunch of Rogan fans come in and go, why aren't they talking exclusively about Joe Rogan? Well, we did talk about Joe Rogan, so it wasn't clickbait. So don't call us clickbait. Am I wrong?
No.
Am I wrong?
Yeah. No, our largest portion of the show last week was our discussion about Rogan.
And if you're paying attention to the podcasting world, they pretty much all have the same arguments that we presented and differences of opinion that we presented, but they talked about it for a half an hour to an hour. And we're not doing that because
lazy.
And plus, we're a multi-topic type of show. But you know, Jimmy Dore was weighing in. Glenn Greenwald was weighing in. Tim Dillon, who's been on every who has been on every podcast in the last week promoting his Netflix special.
Sucked.
Why would you torture yourself? He's funny when he does his. I like his show when he's by himself. Or sometimes when he's on with somebody that I really like doing a podcast. But the last two specials of his I watched, I just didn't find the stand-up to be all that funny. And is it because he's political? Probably.
Not really.
No? Well, tell us why it sucked real quick.
I watched the entire thing, and usually if I'm by myself, I'll at least laugh a few times, like Bill Burr's special. Started off slow, but then the last half of it was really good and funny and made me laugh.
Right.
Tim Dillon's special, I watched the entire thing, not one laugh the entire time.
So it was like Rogan's last special.
Yeah.
With a lot sweating.
Yeah, a lot less boob sweat. You know, I like to watch the YouTube podcasts. I like to do the YouTube thing more than I watch TV. And I've been trying to get into all these different things, like Harlan Williams, who I love. He's on every podcast now. They just, you know, the algorithm is feeding them to me. And I start watching them, and I'm just like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. I do like Matan. I don't know if any of you guys have checked that out yet, the Matan Even Show, or however you say his last name. But I dig that. I think it's a lot of fun, just how weird he is.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to get. It's always crazy and kind of unexpected. Kind of like Rogan used to be when he was on a couch.
Well, yeah, but Rogan's most recent show is, you know, hey, it's Joey Diaz again. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
The guy by the moon, yeah.
All right. Talk about UFOs. So last night I was trying to get into all these things. You guys are talking about TV shows, and you know, we'll talk about, you know, the two that I watch that y'all watch. But I just was talking with somebody. I was texting somebody. Okay, Greg Russ from the Von Hessler Doctrine, and he likes the musical Cats. And my son likes one song from that, and it's Mr. Mistopheles, and I hear that song 5 to 6 times a day, every single day.
I give you the magical.
I was 19 years old when the musical Cats came to our town.
The marvelous.
I tried to leave, but Rumpelteazer held me down.
Mr. Mistopheles.
I was by Mr. Mistopheles.
Magical Mr. Mistopheles.
I don't know what Les Mis, man.
Well, I'm trying to get him to like, I think Master of the House would be the only song that he would like. Everything's so serious in that. He does like Hard Knock Life. Because the other, I lied to him the other day when we were going out to my dad's house for Easter and to celebrate his 80th birthday. Happy 80th birthday, Dad.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me, Theron.
Yeah, well, you weren't. He said, tell Jeff not to come out. So driving out to Hiram, and Gilbert keeps saying, Mr. Mistopheles. I said, well, I asked my phone if it was all right to play. And he said, and the phone said, you can't play it until after dinner. And he believed that. So that was good. So he likes Hard Knock Life. But anyway, so last night I said, you know, I went. And I typed in WPIX, which was a TV station in New York City that we grew up with, Jeff and I. And then I put Evita. There were these commercials. And I forgot that in the original Broadway run of Evita, it was Mandy Patinkin as Che Guevara.
Yeah.
And Patti LuPone.
Patti LuPone, yeah.
As Eva Peron. And then I just sort of got in this jag of, it's one thing led to another, and I'm watching excerpts from the Tony Awards from the early 80s and late 70s. So that's where I am on that.
Don't cry for me, Mr. Mistopheles.
But she had a great voice, that Patti LuPone, even though she's a nut. They're all nuts. And then,
she's
of course,
rich.
And that leads into Leah Salonga. Nobody cares, but I do love Leah Salonga. Does anybody else know who Leah Salonga is?
Nope.
I'm going to assume that she's is in a lot of musicals.
She is. And she was, I think she sings A Whole New World. But I know her as playing Eponine in the 10th anniversary of Les Mis. And then she comes back and plays Fantine. She plays Fantine 15 years later in the 25th anniversary of Les Miserables. And Les Miserables, by the way, is my favorite musical.
I have seen Les Mis over a dozen times.
And I don't care if you hate me for that, but it is.
Yep.
All right. I'll shut up now. J.D. Vance killed Pope Francis. You can't convince me otherwise. He and his buddies Putin, his buddy Putin taught him how to do it. You know, you go there, you shake the hand, you kiss the ring, you put a little plutonium on there. And rest in peace, Pope Francis. No idea who the next pope is going to be, but I nominate Joe Biden.
No, he's Catholic.
He's old.
That's the only requirement. So
yeah. Well, no, you have to be.
You got to be 1,000 years old.
You don't have to be a cardinal. It's only been cardinals, but there's no rule that says it has to be a cardinal.
Okay. So, but if it's going to be a cardinal, I want it to be Whitey Herzog, but he's dead. But if Whitey Herzog were,
I nominate John Lithgow from Conclave.
Oh yeah, that's why it's on CNN every day, is because of that Conclave movie. They want people to watch it. Go to Amazon and watch this. Go to Amazon and watch this. But rest in peace to the Pope. Did anybody see Shaquille O'Neal shit himself on TBS the other night? He was squirming. You know, it's the NBA playoffs, that 3 or 4 month sporting event called the NBA playoffs. And during the Clippers and Nuggets game on Monday night, I think it was, Shaq was squirming in his seat and had to, I'll be right back. And I'm like, what's wrong?
I ate the whole Shaq-a-roni pizza. I ate a shakaroni.
Have you seen his Shaqalicious candies?
No.
They're gummies, and they're up shaped of it like his head.
Oh,
like
yeah, I've seen those online. I have never
My
seen
hand's
one
too small
real.
To show even how big they are.
Yeah, I ate too many of my gummies, and I shit myself on.
So last night during the coverage of a different game, they brought a porta potty into the studio, and he went in it, and you could hear what, oh. This story I'm stealing from Dustin because I think we should talk about it a little bit. Bill Maher had dinner with Donald Trump, I assume at the White House, not like
Mar-a-Lago.
Apple. It was Mar-a-Lago. Okay, it wasn't Applebee's, but it was either the White House.
Well, I'm sure they had McDonald's either wherever they were.
Well, let's go.
I think it was the White House for sure.
It was?
It was.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And to hear Bill talk about it, he doesn't like Trump. Trump's never liked Bill Maher. Printed out this whole list of horrible things that Trump had said about him, and he asked Trump to sign it, and Trump left and signed it. And they had, you know, a gregarious time. Like, So Bill Maher relayed, you know, he was a normal human being. Why can't we see this person? Why can't we see this nice person who shows his faults and laughs and doesn't speak like a moron? Why can't we see that guy on the national stage instead of who we see? And then Larry David, a lot of people are mad at Bill Maher. For, you know, the people that don't think about things, just knee-jerk reactions. I hate him now. He had dinner with a Nazi. And that's what, so Larry David wrote an op-ed for the New York Times, My Dinner with Hitler. But he never specifically mentions Bill Maher, as far as I know, or Trump, right, Dustin? Because you posted this story.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't mention them. But then again, he doesn't have to, because the entire essay that he wrote was in from the perspective of a person. It was mimicking Maher's explanation of what it was like to have dinner with Trump. He right. just flipped it to 1939 and having dinner with Adolf.
Okay.
And basically what he meant was, it doesn't matter how good a personal relationship you have with someone one-on-one, it doesn't exclude what those people do in public and how they are to the rest of the world, because that's what narcissists do. They're very good, very personable. They of course, they have dinner their entire lives with politicians and comedians, and they can schmooze and they can talk. That's how they got to where they are. So
right.
and to get anything else from him would have been more of a shock than to find out that the guy's a smooth talker one-on-one.
Yeah, or vulnerable, maybe, yeah. is what Bill Maher kind of stated. But Larry David is a billionaire. And I imagine he's probably a narcissist himself.
You think he's being sarcastic?
So I don't know. The whole thing of bringing the German fascist party, because you get strikes.
What's your big beef with the Nazis?
Yes. To bring that into every single conversation is a non-starter for me, because the last thing I've never seen. Okay, I don't even want to get into it. Do the math. 6 million, Trump zero. So how is he a Nazi? That's just my question. And that rhetoric is what bothers me. They did that to Bush. I called Bush, Bush is a fascist. Bush is a fascist. Now everybody loves him because he paints. I paint. I do cute little paintings.
I just, sometimes Trump, Trump supports Israel so much that it makes people mad.
Yeah.
So it's like they're mad that they're like, he's a Nazi, but then they're mad that he supports Israel so much. So it's very confusing.
Yes, it is
to me.
But it is to me, and I'm steeped in this every day, even though I don't want to be. Like, if I didn't work at a news talk station where we talk about stuff like this every once in a while, I wouldn't pay any attention to it. Because when I was on vacation, I don't know, the last time I was on vacation, I had no clue what was going on. And I loved it. But, you know, you got to know these things. I don't know. I'm just tired of this. We went through, 8 years of it, and it still hasn't ended. And, Trump said all that stuff about Barack Obama when Barack was running, and then when he was president, he's not a citizen of the United States. I thought that was stupid. I was like, shut the F up. You don't know what you're talking about. Just all this negative rhetoric. Just stop it. Just stop it.
I agree.
Just watch Righteous Gemstones and laugh. All right. Before we do the news, do we need to talk about, unless you guys have something else you want to say? I mean, I'm not being declarative. I hate all the negative stuff. Just can't stand it. Even Rainn Wilson, who's a liberal, on his podcast, he had Stephanie Ruhle from MSNBC. He's chiding her. He goes, you guys just are negative all the time. She's like, no, we're not. Rainn Wilson.
Give me something to be positive about and I'll stop being negative.
Well, what's negative?
What's negative?
Mm-hmm.
Besides,
that you can control.
Besides creating a national registry for autistic people.
Is that true?
What's going to be next? You know, I don't know how they're going to categorize and keep track of them. Maybe a little numbered tattoo on them.
Is that true?
As much as you can believe any news source, then that story's out.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
I can't believe most news sources.
Yeah, I can't either.
Well, at a certain point, if you can't believe the news sources and you don't do anything, at what point do you step back and say, now this is enough?
Once we get rid of all the fluoride and the vaccines, we won't have to worry about any of this.
I want to create a registry with all of the kids who have autism and make sure that they aren't allowed to interact in society.
No, they're not going to make a registry of autistic people. What they want to do is study it and find out where it's coming from and why it happens.
They've done that.
No, they haven't. The pharmaceutical company? They haven't
done that for 20 years?
Sure they have. That's why it's gone up every year, every single year.
And so you'll put a guy in charge of it that doesn't even have a doctorate, doesn't understand the concepts of what he's talking about.
Fauci had a doctorate and everybody had to get a jab they didn't need.
The argument is always never about what you're discussing. It's all in these situations. It's always a tit for tat.
Yes.
Always. There is no common conversation about what the subject is. It's always, sure. Well, Trump did this and Biden did this, so now we're going to do this.
Right.
I don't like that either. I mean, at all. Like, I didn't like it when Joe Biden's administration did it. They would be like, oh, yeah, we screwed up, but the Trump administration screwed up more. And I don't like it when the Trump administration does it. I think it's weird and wrong. Like, own up to it.
What I like about RFK Jr. is that prior to him being hated, he was suing people for polluting rivers and winning and helping people around the country and really filing these things and not enriching himself. I'm sure he didn't need it. He's a Kennedy. You know, he's got all the money in the world because his dad was a bootlegging or his granddad was a bootlegger and created all this wealth for himself and then put it to good for the most part in the country, or at least his kids did. You know, Joe was he cheated on his wife and all this stuff. He had his daughter who had mental issues. He gave her a lobotomy, so not a good guy. But RFK, prior to getting involved in what he's involved with now, was not considered a kook, and he wants to get to the bottom of it. You know, do you trust the pharmaceutical companies or the oil companies or the agribusiness companies to figure out what's causing the massive spike in autism?
I don't expect any of them to do it because they won't.
Right, but now they have a guy saying, I want to do this.
I think autism's been around. It just has its skin diagnosed more.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. But there's a lot more kids who have full-blown autism than there were when we were kids. I only saw one kid who had it until, I don't know, the 90s, late 90s.
Yeah, but to say that autistic people will never pay taxes and never go out on dates and never have a fulfilling life. Is
they won't if they're not verbal.
No, if they're not verbal, but it's a spectrum. It's not a yes or no.
What?
He needs to watch Love on the Spectrum.
I've seen that show.
It's just a lot of declarative statements by people that shouldn't be making them.
Well, he is the head of the NIA.
Yeah, he's also a junkie, and you never trust a junkie.
Not anymore.
There's no such thing, Tim.
Well, now you can't even move to Canada because it's going to become the 51st state.
Nah, just parts of it. Just the parts that have all that beautiful, beautiful tar oil. Let's get it out of the sand. Fuck your country. But here we can have a discussion about it and not get mad at each other because we don't hate each other. And neither of these people. I just don't like corporations.
I hate all you.
And I certainly don't like pharmaceutical corporations.
I'm with you on that.
I think that they should, if they banned their advertising tomorrow, the news would change completely. They go, oh, we can report on vaccine incidents now, but we can't until Pfizer stops spending money on us. Once they stop spending money, we can talk about them. Like NBC did when they buried the Honda exploding.
Bring back the cigarette commercials on TV. That's what I say.
Oh, I say that too. If you're going to allow all this other shit that's bad for you, why not let cigarettes advertise? It's freedom of speech.
Agreed.
What was it? Me and my Winston. There's an old George Carlin bit about that on one of his albums where he talks about all the the ads. Doral, taste me. Or I'd walk a mile for a camel. Remember that one?
Speaking of Carlin, I listened to a bit of his 9/11 album.
Oh, the one that they postponed?
Well, the one that they burned and got rid of completely. And actually, what you listen to now is nothing more than a read transcription. The actual original tapes are gone.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. you can't find it. The one that recorded at the MGM, he recorded it on September 9th and 10th.
Before it happened, where he's saying, there are no bombs, there are no bombs.
Well, the title of the special was, I Like It When a Lot of People Die.
Yeah, I know. But one of the bits is, there are no bombs. He's talking about airport security.
Yeah, and how much the airport security is full of shit.
Yeah,
this whole thing that you're going to blow planes up is just, that's bullshit. And it's like, ooh, damn.
Are you talking about George Carlin?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never even heard of that.
That was the point. He recorded it on the 9th and 10th at the MGM in Vegas. And then, you know, morning of September 11th happened. They went in and just said, we can't ever, this has to never see the light of day. And so they got rid of the original tapes and everything. There's only a transcription available.
Frickin' soothsayer.
Yeah.
George Carlin's best special was the one that Dudesy put out a couple years ago. Where
the AI.
The one that killed Dudesy.
Yes. That did absolutely killed Dudesy.
Yeah.
All right. Dustin, have fun cutting that up. So did we all watch The Last of Us? The Last of Us for me?
Yeah.
Yes.
We all knew it was coming. Well,
I didn't.
Crazy if you stop watching just because of that. There's only 5 episodes left this season.
And a whole season after that coming up. You watched it, right, Lizzie?
Yes, I watched it. I knew it was coming. That's why I said, okay, I'm about to watch The Last of Us and ruin my Easter.
How come Abby is this like roided out muscle freak in the video game? And in the show, she's like 5'2 and weighs 100 pounds.
Same reason of the whole Peter Dinklage thing earlier.
Yeah,
you're gonna find a 6'4" roided out chick that can act as well as that girl.
And she was scary in the video game.
Yeah. Oh well, they could have had that chick that Disney fired. What was her?
What's the Mando? Is that who you're talking about?
Gina Carano.
Yeah, they fired her. I don't know. I just don't buy it. I think if you really lived in a post-apocalyptic world like that, it would just all be Negans and. Like that, the character in The Postman.
Well, yeah. The doctor was her dad.
Yeah, the surgeon was her dad.
Critical Drinker made a good point. Is like, why didn't he just tell her why he had to kill her father to save the life of a girl that he was going to kill? And that's in the video game.
She knows. Yeah, she knows the reason why everything was done, that he did that just to save her. The whole point being that. She could have saved he could have, if by not doing that, he could have saved the world.
I was going to say, Abby used the term unarmed twice. Unarmed doctor. I remember playing the video game and that guy had a scalpel.
He did. So, he came after you with a scalpel.
So unarmed my butt.
I'm not going to quit watching it. I want to, though. I just don't buy the whole girl boss post-apocalyptic thing.
This is Thunderdome. Death is listening. And we'll take the first man that screams.
And that's just me.
Well, he had and it is the kind of remnant people from what was left of the Fireflies.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it was a military based group or a militia based group that they put her in charge of.
Yeah.
You think they'll go to Seattle at all this season or that'll
be the third
next
season?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I mean, that's the whole point of this, of that event happening, especially from the game, was that that's the point in the game when the perspective completely changes to now you've got these two girls who have groups that are hunting each other because of you know what was done to her father, the other for what was done to Joel. So
I'm gonna call Abby Sheegan.
Another thing I thought was funny was I don't think it was in the video game, but she called Joel handsome maybe once or twice.
Yeah.
And to me, like when they got to the nurses that snitched and they're like, oh my gosh, everybody's dead. What happened? We're going to go after him. What does he look like? Were they like, oh my gosh, he was so hot.
Is there resolution in the game series to this, or is it going to be like The Walking Dead, where just everybody turns into a zombie?
I mean, Joel was such a huge, yes, character, main character of the first one. But in games, it does that. I mean, you have their arc and that arc is over. And if it bleeds to another arc, then the game just continues, kind of like life.
Now, is it though? I mean, did they find a cure is what I'm saying in the video games?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. So it's going to be like Walking Dead.
I have a question about, like in the video game, you get to see a lot of Joel still in the video game when you're playing, but it's through like memory.
Flashbacks.
Like flashbacks. Yeah. Do you think they'll do that in the show?
Yeah.
I imagine.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they will. I think they had to shoot it all because that way they could shoot all the flashback stuff at once because it's flashback. And so they probably shot, I'm imagining they, if this is only 7 episodes for this season, they shot all 14 and then are just releasing them in half.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and besides, he had to die so he could become Reed Richards.
Yeah.
Yep. And you got Reed Richards and Mandalorian.
And not shave his mustache.
Yeah. Got to keep that stash.
That attack was awesome, though. The attack on the city.
Yeah, that
giant
was cool.
Bloater. The giant bloater, the 600-pound bloater.
It was very White Walker-ish.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
But it was really good.
The snow does that, yeah.
And the too bad Arya didn't jump over and stab the lead one with an... whatever that shit... What was that shit called? Valyrian steel? No,
Valyrian steel?
No.
Was it Valyrian steel? No. No,
it wasn't. It was something else.
It was a different one, yeah.
It was the stuff from the volcano.
Onyx or something.
The obsidian.
Obsidian, yeah. They didn't call it obsidian, but that's what it was.
Yeah.
Here's some stories that we've been following at the Radio Labyrinth News Desk.
Did you guys watch the 28 Years Later trailer?
Yeah.
Not the new one.
I did. Cool?
Yeah, it looks really cool.
That I'm into. I love those movies. I love the first two. I'm going to watch this one for sure.
Yeah, I think this one was a good budget because the first two had very, very small budgets.
Yeah.
And this one, I mean, even... Though. To get what they did. I mean, even to be able to clear out London like they did in the first one.
Right.
In order to do that, they still was very, very cheaply made. And this one's got a lot of money behind it.
Sweet.
He's had Oscars since then, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of England, United Kingdom scientists are going to go full Mr. Burns and try to find ways to block out the sun to fight global warming.
Since the beginning of time, man has yearned to destroy the sun. I will do the next best thing. Block it out.
Good God.
Imagine it, Smithers. Electrical lights and heaters running all day long.
But sir, every plant and tree will die.
Can we just put some Ray-Bans on the earth or something?
I don't know what they're going to do. Put that giant sun disc up like Mr. Burns did.
No, thanks.
No. We like it dry. We like it dreary and cold here. And if it gets too sunny, that means the earth is heating up and it won't be cold enough to eat our disgusting food.
It's like being in Amsterdam in the summer. It's like you're there in the winter, it's fine. You're there in the summer, it's like, wow, I didn't know an entire city could smell like piss. Have you guys seen the previews for the new show coming on Netflix hosted by Triple H?
Yes, I've seen the previews. Why do you call it the end of kayfabe?
Because his idea for the show is to pull back the entire curtain and even take you into the writing room of the WWE. So if you're going in and seeing how they're putting together all of the drama and beefs that go on, doesn't that completely undermine what wrestling has always been?
Do people still fall for kayfabe?
I think the core group, I mean, going for it and believing in it,
Really believes John Cena is an evil man. He's been an actor for too long. And I bring this up because I watched that match of his with Cody Rhodes. And now he's the 17-time WWE champion, right?
Yeah, first time, or the most wins of any champion. Yeah.
Right. And he's a bad guy, but he's John Cena. Everybody loves John Cena. He didn't, like The Rock took a heel turn last year. And I just don't, how can you buy it anymore? Kayfabe has been dead a long time. And I like that you're bringing that up because Triple H is going to show it. But that's the reason why. First of all, WrestleMania used to be a cultural phenomenon in the country. It is no longer that. At least it doesn't have as big of a footprint as it once had because there's a million things to do. people are going to spend. Go ahead.
Sorry. I was going to say it doesn't. It doesn't have that cultural foothold, but it still is an unwritten rule.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, it's still real to me, man.
Yeah. That's the thing. If anything, the only thing it still had going for it was all of those people that know the beefs and they know the history of the beefs and, you know, all the kayfabe. It is an unwritten, like she said, it's an unwritten rule that kind of the only thing that kind of ties it all together was the they never actually say whether it's real or not. And,
right.
You know, take it into the writing room. You're not only admitting to that, you're actually showing how the sausage is made, which, you know, I think's kind of a weird.
We've seen inside the writing room before. Like, remember when Billy Corgan was in there?
Yeah.
There was a lot of, they showed a lot of that, him being in there in the writing room.
That's why I'm glad guys like Tony Schiavone are still connected with wrestling and they still share stuff on social media and they still really care about the product a lot. Also Jim Cornette, who does the, you know, he has his own show. He's pretty interesting and he hates Trump and I listen to him. So don't go call him Trumper. I think the last time I watched, there was a storyline where Triple H was having sex with a dead body in a coffin. And I said, this is an interesting for me.
It's funny because it used to be something you could watch with your kids, but like right. That stuff, like I can't be like, oh, let's all sit down and watch wrestling. Because then it's like, oh, gosh.
Yeah. Well, they toned it down after that. They have different names for the eras. One's Attitude Era or blah, blah, blah era. And then they went PG or kids era. Now they're changing it. I don't know.
On Netflix now. So, I mean, he says, you know, Netflix has no creative control whatsoever. But still, knowing that you're going to be on Netflix, you hard fast those limits.
Yeah, right. The Rock away. Came out. The Rock is going to come out, shit in the ring, and then juggle it.
We got the Shannon Sharp stuff.
Now, hang on a minute now, Lizzie. If you're going to talk about Shannon Sharp, make sure that you're talking about the right thing. Mm-hmm.
All right. So it's a civil case filed against him by the time he met her, she was 19, right? So I think she's like, I don't know, 21, 22 now. So it's a civil case, so it's not legal, but she's suing him for $50 million for a bunch of really awful, awful stuff. And she released her lawyers, her lawyer is Tony Busby. And she released, I guess, a phone call and some video of the things they were saying to each other, which was so like, I know more about this guy's sexual life than I do about his athletic career. And like, I don't want to, like, I don't. And that started back when he accidentally did the live video on Instagram last year.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Different girl. But anyway, he's saying this is a shakedown. This isn't real. I'm going to be open and transparent with you. And he has been, because he's releasing text messages between him and her. He named her because she was Jane Doe in the case, but he named her. And yeah, it's gross. He seems really rough. He seems really aggressive. Seems like something you shouldn't say to a lady, but then he releases the text messages and she's all about that type of play too. Like saying, I don't know if you guys want me to say some of the stuff that's in there.
Is she into CNC? Like Jeff?
What?
She's like, well, she's like, put a dog collar around me. I want you to choke me.
So she is. She's into CNC. You don't have
then
to.
Then she's also like, I want to stick my tongue in your butthole and marry you.
Now listen, you can stick your tongue in my butt, but I don't want to get married.
So it's like, really, it's like stuff I don't like. It's burned.
Did
in
he
my
try and offer her money, though? Did he try and offer her money, like $10 million, so she wouldn't file this lawsuit?
Yes. They said they were coming to an agreement, or he didn't say that. I heard that. But yeah, they were coming to an agreement and she was like, no. But yeah, it doesn't look good for him. And even though he's being transparent and releasing all this stuff, like it still doesn't look good. Like,
yeah,
it's just like, why are you messing with a 19-year-old girl in the first place when you're like
money and he's a male? And
yeah.
I wonder if he'll lose all of his jobs.
that's what I'm thinking with the more he releases, because like one of the texts that he did release was like, I want you to put your big black. Like, it's just.
We could probably not believe that.
I told you 2024 was going to be the year of revelation. Well, it is 2025, and it looks like there's a lot more to understand, sir.
Sir.
Now, I'm sure Mickey Rourke is rolling over in his grave, and he ain't even dead yet.
Right.
JoJo Siwa.
I'll keep it going. I'll turn you straight.
Yeah. JoJo Siwa released, or actually was on Celebrity Big Brother and came to the realization that she is no longer a lesbian.
I didn't hear that.
Mickey Rourke will do that to a girl.
Told you.
Yeah.
You know, you give me a loan and you'll be walking out of here.
Yeah, but she, I mean, she's what, 22 years old, 23 years old? I mean, yeah. She doesn't know what she wants.
Yes, she does. Fame.
I mean, she doesn't know what she wants, and I don't blame her. No one knows what they want. I mean, it's one of those things.
She's been rich since she was 15.
Yeah.
Yeah, she knows what she wants, dude. She wants to be in the news, and she wants to be rich. And this, I think, will help Mickey Rourke's case.
Well, I think it'll help her. I think it'll help his case to a degree. But, I mean, when it's all said and done, it's not really a thing.
Okay, stop it.
Kind of a non-story, because she's like, I'm not lesbian, but I'm queer. So
yeah, that's what
like
I mean.
Like,
I mean,
I'm not lesbian, but I'm straight.
There's no definite thing. There's, you know, people are fluid nowadays.
It's a spectrum, and we got to get a registry of all the queers.
Yeah,
I mean, people of queer. I'll just leave now.
Yeah, that'll be
great. Judge Jones was right. The water's turning the frogs gay.
We need to do a study, and in 6 months we'll know why all the frogs are gay. 76.
What other stories? We gotta wrap.
They're trying to reboot X-Files with just Scully coming back.
Ass.
Yeah.
I'll give it a view. I'll see what it is. I've watched all the rest. I mean, all the movies, all the, you know, the later seasons that were not great. But
Scully, don't do it. Why isn't he in it? Why doesn't he want to do it? Not enough sex? Well,
he's doing that show on History Channel now. Maybe he just doesn't want to do it.
Is that the history of sex addicts?
No.
He was such a sex addict that he, Californication was made so he
could touch the. And the King of the Hill continuation's coming this summer on Hulu.
Hell yes.
Nice.
They're having a panel at that ATX festival.
Are they advanced in age? Because they can't. Okay, yeah. Everybody's advanced in age. Of course,
that young man ain't right.
Yeah, Luann is gone. So is her husband. What
Lucky.
Was it? Lucky. Gone. Dale. Are they going to have somebody voice Dale? Or are they going to?
I don't know.
Dead Dale.
I don't know. They may write Dale off.
Oh, don't do that. You got to have Dale still.
Yeah.
And Bobby's supposed to be like 21. So.
Yeah. And a chef or something.
Yeah. A fusion chef. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. God dang it, Dale.
All right, that's the news. Radio Labyrinth is brought to you by two wonderful sponsors. The first one, Atlanta Pizza in Euro, proudly serving the East Metro Atlanta area for over 40 years. Atlanta Pizza in Euro is the place to be this spring and summer. The restaurant and the food truck are in full swing for the season. Their featured beer of the month is Uno Mas Mexican-style lager from Firemaker Brewing. And they have all sorts of other good beers you can try. Plus, the food is amazing. They have great pizza. They have great Italian food. They have great Greek fare. And the staff is really nice. They closed all the things that we used to talk about, so you don't have to worry about that. They have amazing artwork on the wall, including drawings from a lot of our listeners and yours truly. And they got the best gyros, pizzas, hot subs, and Greek and Italian specialties around. Stop by Monday through Friday, 11 to 9 p.m. Saturdays, 12 to 9 p.m. and closed on Sundays. Tuesday nights, they have team trivia from 7 to 8:30. Bring your smartest friends and test your trivia knowledge against the best Conyers has to offer. Also brought to you by LDI Repro Printing of Athens, Georgia. If you have a commercial or residential construction printing need, contact them right away. LDI Repro Printing has been in Athens since 2005, and that's 20 years. That's amazing. With fast turnaround and affordable prices, call Brett and tell him we said that you needed to call them. Call Brett and tell him you heard it on Radio Labyrinth. Call 706-316-9366 or email them at athens@ldiline.com.
Guys, are you reading the online comments?
Gotta read some of these comments.
I'm loving your guys' comments.
You're reading your own comments?
Yeah, they're really good. I worked hard on them.
The secret is, don't read the comment card.
We read your comments from YouTube and Facebook and all that. Let's start with our poll. Two polls this week. Would you ride on Jeff Bezos's rocket, which is called Blue Origin? And let's see, tie for third place, 11%. Hell yes, I'm out of here. Or maybe if there's a bar. Now, you're not going to get much to drink in 11 minutes. Only if Josie and the Pussycats are on board. I'm down with that. They're all in their 50s or 40s now, 28%. And nope, not dying for Jeff Bezos came in at number one, or the top at 50%. The next poll, do you think Joe Rogan is responsible for the ideas his guests promote? I don't care. I just listen for the chaos. 0%. Sometimes it depends on the guest. 7%. That's the non-committal committal. Yes, he has influence. 27%. And overwhelmingly, no, it's just a conversation, which is the right answer at 67%.
Yeah. Hey, Joey Diaz, you still take a lot of pot?
Yeah, man. I got really fucking high.
All right. Your comments from YouTube. Kevin Jackson says, from one stay-at-home mom to another, welcome, Lizzie.
Thank you.
Here's one of the Joe Rogan people. Neos Helios said, nice clickbait. Also, Joe Rogan is the best. When it comes to doing podcasts, I don't disagree with you. He is the best. Flash Fuchs. It's Fuchsy, everybody. Fuchsy says, Liz, I was prepared to hate you for being the newbie, but you had the guts to call me out on my butt crack. Well played. I'm going to keep my eye on you.
Thank you. Thank you for not hating me. I appreciate that.
You'll be a cartoon soon enough.
Motivation for Breakfast said, yes, he does. He has the biggest platform. I assume he's talking about Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Fuchsy then adds, Black Mirror had some good episodes, but for me, the standout of this season was Common People.
Yeah, that was the one that was the takedown on Netflix.
Yeah, the first episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Rogan fan number three says, this seems like clickbait.
Yep.
And where are these comments from?
These were, I think, on the polls.
Okay, comments. I hope I never have to go to space. I don't even like jumping, said yesterday. Esoteric Lad said, I'm just going to leave this here. With great power comes great responsibility. Were we talking about Spider-Man?
No, I think he means Joe.
Spider-Man.
Okay, this week on Text Impressions by Tim, again, we're keeping it topical. We are doing Shannon Sharp.
Who's going to pay for my kids' education when we get canceled?
Let's see how it goes.
You could tell the truth, but some things you can't always be in your faith with it. I found a way to tell the truth and put it in a nice, neat package for people to receive it. A lot of times, you have to put it in a nice, neat box with a bow tie. And when they open it, it's the truth. I think people respect that.
What's that quote? What is that from?
Just a Shannon Sharp quote.
Okay.
All right. Here's Lizzie's.
I brush my teeth 79 times a day. I go through 53 tubes of toothpaste a week.
Skip. This is, by the way, no way, not even close to the horrible stuff we used to do when Larry Wax would do Shannon Sharp and I'd be Barney Frank, his best friend, former Congressman Barney Frank, who's a gay man. All right. This one's Dustin's. Skip, I bought this phone off Craigslist. It only make one call a day. But every night at 3:30 a.m., it records a voicemail of somebody getting caught cheating. Last night, it was me. I was in the bed, Skip. I was in the bed. All right, I like that one.
His views.
Or.
Snooze.
Yeah, last week was Government Cheese, The Rehearsal, and Andor, which I watched all of them, and they're all good. Andor's so good. I watched all three of the ones they released so far.
Was it a real hot NC, strong NC scene?
No.
Okay. No N in the SA?
No.
Okay.
All right, this week, this is a movie called Havoc.
Uh-huh.
Stars Timothy Olyphant, Tom Hardy, Luis Guzman.
Oh.
It's an action thriller that follows a detective who attempts to unravel criminal and political conspiracy. I'll watch anything Timothy Olyphant does.
Watch it. I'll watch anything Gareth Evans does.
Yeah.
He's a great director.
Looking forward to it. That comes out on the 25th. Etoile. This is the new Amy Sherman Palladino show on Amazon Prime. We know her from Gilmore Girls and the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. This is her new show. It's already been renewed for a second season, and it hasn't even premiered yet.
Wow.
What's it called? I'm sorry.
Etoile. It's French for star. It's about two different ballet companies, I guess one in New York and one in France, and they trade their top talent between the two.
Yeah.
And it stars a guy that played Lenny Bruce on Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Yeah, preview looks good.
Yeah, it looks really good. And Jessica Curson's Hulu special comes out on the 25th.
I talked to her about that last week, and you can hear that on the podcast tonight on WSB Radio.
Cool.
Or catch the podcast when it comes out.
I'm looking forward to it. I like her.
I do, too. She's funny. And did I tell you that I just ended up talking to her about prank phone calls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and also coming up soon on the podcast, we can just skip promoting it at the end, Jeff Garlin.
Oh, really? You got him? Nice. Yep.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Let's do our staff picks. My staff pick, I watched Star Trek, the Motion Picture Review, Part 2. Old Ugly Men talk about a 50-year-old movie from Red Letter Media, where Rich and Mike talk about the various VHS, DVD, and Blu-ray releases of Star Trek, the Motion Picture.
First Laserdisc.
Yeah, Laserdisc. They have all of them. Did you watch it, too?
That was a good one. I watch all of theirs, especially the Star Trek ones.
Yeah, I love them. I love those guys because they're all huge fans of Star Trek, and they were so essential in breaking down Picard and stuff like that. But I take issue with them because I like First Contact. They don't like First Contact.
Yeah.
I do like it.
I like it, too.
I don't like Star Trek the Motion Picture all that much, but I have watched it several times. It's not that great, but it's also Star Trek, and I like original Trek. I think I like that more than Star Wars. But anyway, that's my staff pick, and Red Letter Media is on YouTube.
Mine is Your Friends and Neighbors on Apple TV. Have you guys watched it? This is John Hamm's new show.
I heard it is very good.
It's so good. It's made by the guy that made Banshee and Warrior.
Yeah.
Jonathan Tropper, so.
And isn't he getting a lot of shit right now, John Hamm?
Is it for what?
They're trying to cancel him for all this stuff he did in college, hazing kids.
Oh, who cares?
I think he was arrested for hazing when he was in college.
Yeah.
That was 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you got, Lizzie?
Yes, Hollywood Demons, which is really good. So it goes, it's different episodes. The first episode was the dad from Seventh Heaven, which was actually pretty interesting.
Yeah.
They have a Power Rangers, Dark Side of the Power Rangers episode. You know, they have a Housewives episode, but the last episode I watched was the real story of the Iron Claw.
Nice.
Which was really, it was really good. And apparently A24 went through making that movie without consenting the family is what I learned in that documentary.
You
but anyway,
tell by
really
watching.
Good.
And that's on Max.
Yes.
Okay.
I did not like that movie, by the way. I tried to. I wanted to. Good cast. Just not good.
Yeah.
I did like the movie, but I do know that it wasn't true to their family as well. Yeah. Like there was a whole brother they left out.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Are you into old school wrestling? Because we're going to have to talk more about that at some point.
Bye. My staff pick this week is Sacha Baron Cohen's first movie, Holly G in the House.
That's a fun movie.
It is. It finally came out digitally. It's been only available on DVD and then out of print for years. And it finally released it onto Apple, and it's like $5. But great transfer. I forgot how funny it was, but that character had so much life before the movie. And then when it came out, it was so funny. And it's just as funny now. I watched it last night, and I was crying. I was laughing so hard.
Booyah, Kasha. All right. Thank you, guys. Hey, if you'd like to become a Radio Labyrinth Patreon member, go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews and sign up. There's different levels, different tiers. And if you do that, please do not use the app on the Apple iPhone, because they take 30% off the top and they are bastards. But we do have an executive producer tier, and that is the $25 a month level. If you sign up at that level, you get all sorts of wonderful goodies. But you do get to pick a t-shirt that we will mail to you, and you become an executive producer of the show, which is very important to us because it keeps us doing the show. So thank you to our executive producers: John Allen, Matt Carter, Chris Chandler, Mike D, Jim Fortner, Roby Neely, Jeff Peterson, Tim Slayton, and Brian and Chelsea Smith. Thank you guys very much. And if you're watching us on YouTube, please remember to like, subscribe, turn on the... I don't know. I never turn on notifications, but you can if you like. Comment, because we love reading your comments, even if you're mad at us because we put Joe Rogan in our artwork and we didn't, you know, talk exclusively about Joe Rogan. But
yeah, just keep saying everything we do is clickbait, and more people think that they need to click on it.
But it wasn't clickbait because we did talk about it, so I wasn't very mature. if you leave, if you just exclusively listen to us, just go ahead and, you know, write a review or something. But any comment you leave, we'll try to find it and read it. So thank you guys very much. We'll talk to you next week. Until that time, please remember to
keep it canon.
Say all good things come to an end.
What's that got to do with this show?
Lost in the radio labyrinth. We got a rocket like we're still young kids. Laughing at the world, but jokes never fade. Never fade away. And now the radio labyrinth will never be swayed.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.